How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well indeed. And
having
a wonderful time.
I can see Alex in the background there.
Yes, he's here. Yes.
How are you, mate? Good.
Yeah, good, thanks. You look like you're about to, I don't know, like present on a, like commentate on an AFL game or something.
It's a bit.
Full setup.
It's a bit like commentating on a full AFL game, actually, when I do this podcast. It feels like that sometimes. Yeah. That's it.
Can I say also, I like your varsity coat as well. Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, I've got my Charlotte Hornets jacket on today. Yeah, which I bought in 1992, and I've had it ever since. I think
it's that is proper vintage, isn't it? Kids would pay through the nose for that today.
Well, I did get offered about $500 for it in a pub once, and I didn't sell it. I'm glad I didn't. I do love it. But it's an exciting day for you there. Explain. Why is it such a big day? And where are you, Millie?
The whole weekend is exciting. Can you hear my voice all right?
I can hear you well.
The whole weekend is very exciting because this event will never happen again. The Queen has been on the throne for 70 years.
70 years. It's.
Yeah.
I'm pretty ordinary at all the names that they give the various milestones.
Yeah.
So we've got the Platinum Jubilee. So what?
This is the Platinum. We've never had a Platinum before. 10 years ago, it was the Golden Jubilee. Diamond Jubilee, sorry. 10 years ago. And before that, it was the Golden Jubilee. And there's only one monarch who's ever been reigned longer than the Queen, and that was... I think he was Louis the 14th of France.
Oh, really?
I think he reigned 74 years, if I'm correct. I might be wrong, but I think that's so. Mm.
Well, she might give him a good run for his money. She looks pretty good, doesn't she?
She does, but she's tired, you know. Mm. Like today is one of her happiest events, which is the Derby is being run at Epsom. You know, horse race. Mm. And she always goes there, but she isn't going today. Princess Anne, the Princess Royal, is going to represent her instead. So she must be very tired to give that up.
Well,
and she didn't go to St. Paul's Cathedral yesterday where they had a commemoration, you know, a service of thanksgiving. But all her family were there, all the junior... members of the family, even those that had married into the family, they were all there. In fact, there were so many, they came on a bus. The Royal Gazette had a bus.
The Royal Bus.
Yes.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Gosh.
Yeah.
And it kind of shows you how things have changed. And, you know.
It does.
So
it was difficult picking people out, you know.
Yeah,
who
course.
Was who? Yeah.
So what do you think is the most important thing about this weekend for the general public?
I think the appreciation of her service. You know, she really has been. She has given her life, you know, to service for the country. And, you know, you do get the Republic. I know you are in Australia a bit like this, but most of you anyway. But the Republicans here, and we do have them, they just didn't get a look in. I mean, occasionally you'll hear people say, oh, well, it will be different when the Queen goes, when Prince Charles comes to the throne, if he's lucky. You get those people sort of talking. That isn't going to happen. You should have seen them yesterday. And the Queen wasn't even with them yesterday. You know, she was there the day before. But yesterday it was the service at St. Paul's. And she was resting. She'd gone back to Windsor for a rest. So Prince Charles took the main, you know, represented her. And his immediate family and everybody. And you should, you know, have you seen, you know the length of the mall, don't you?
Hmm. Yes.
That leads right up the long avenue up to the palace.
I do.
It was packed with thousands and thousands of people. And after the procession had arrived back at the palace, then the police let the people go on to the mall itself. And they walked up, and it took ages for everybody to walk up the mall and completely fill it from top to bottom. There were thousands there, and some of them had camped out for 3 nights.
Well, you don't get that sort of response if it doesn't stir something in the general populace, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. And, you know, when all's said and done, we'll never have a dictator, will we, as long as we have a royal head?
That's
to me is the main thing.
Yeah, so true, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, you know, it's human nature a lot of the times. Power goes to the head. Hmm. Our royal family don't have a tremendous amount of power, and that's as it should be. They're the figurehead, but they don't control the country. Not like a dictator would, president.
Mm. Yeah.
President can do that, can't they?
Well,
change laws themselves. And,
look at what Putin's done. He'll be president forever. He changed the constitution to suit himself.
That's true.
So what's on today? What's happening?
Today...
You're staying at Chris's, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Best hotel in County Durham. But of course, you have to have a private invitation.
Signed by Her Royal Highness herself. Yeah.
And yesterday, yes, it was wonderful. The Trooping of the Colour the day before yesterday. That was absolutely marvellous. I watched that right through from beginning to end. And the Queen wasn't there at the Trooping of the Colour. She surprised everybody because as soon as the procession arrived back at the palace, she appeared, in fact, before they arrived back at the palace, she appeared by herself on the balcony. And then she had her cousin, the Duke of Kent, who isn't very well now, but he was there with her because he would normally have been on horseback, you know, with the rest of them. And the two of them, these two old people, stood on the balcony watching the procession come back. And the funny part was, it was obvious that the crowd didn't realise she was there. They were busy watching this procession come up the mall. And then the roar suddenly went up and the commentator said, at last they've suddenly realised the Queen's standing there on the balcony. These two old people just stood there by themselves watching. Yeah.
Just enjoying the sights.
Just enjoying. Yes, just enjoying it. Yes.
So what is the Trooping of the Colour? I have heard of it, and I know that it's a some sort of display.
It's all the red.
The regiment.
It was the Irish Guards. It was their turn this time to actually troop the colour. You know. And the other regiments are there as well. It's quite spectacular. And that's in Royal Horse Guards Parade. They said there were 8,000 there watching there. But you have to have an invitation to get in there, you know. Mm. There are lots of ordinary people there, but people who are involved, who work for the royal household or... families of the servicemen, they were there. Yes, that was quite spectacular. The only ones who weren't there were, I think it was the Welsh Guard. Yes, the Welsh Guards weren't there because they're in Iraq at the moment. It's their turn to be in Iraq. So, but they did have their band, the Welsh Guards band. So they were there playing, representing them. So yes, they were the only regiment that weren't there.
What is when they were that reference to the colour, trooping the colour? Is it a particular kind of uniform? That is it a dress uniform or something that they wear? Is that what that?
Well, they're all in the dress uniforms.
Yeah.
But they It was a young lieutenant that had been chosen to troop the colour. He was the ensign for the day. They call him the ensign when they're doing that. And it's quite difficult, really, because they lower the flag and it has to be absolutely straight. You know, they lower it straight, 45 degrees, as they slowly walk past what would have been the Queen. And then they slowly rise it. It has to be very, very steady. It's difficult to do, apparently. Mm. I'm trying to do it now, though. And to raise the flag upright, you know, because sometimes the wind catches it, you see, and it whirls all over the place, you know.
But the colour is a particular...
It's the regiment.
Ah, right.
It's the flag of their regiment, right, yes. Right.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So it's not the Union Jack. It's not the Union flag. It's their, belongs to their regiment, you know.
Mm-hmm. What's happening today locally to celebrate?
Locally today, not a lot today, because they're preparing for tomorrow. I believe there's 100 people coming now. Yes, tomorrow.
To
have tea and wine and cakes and stuff, you know. They're having a party. Mm. Like most people, there's all these street parties taking place all over the place. Oh. There's going to be one mall as well, a huge one in the mall. And so they're preparing for that tomorrow. Today, there's going to be a huge procession through London. I'm just trying to... where they said it started. It comes through Trafalgar Square and round and into the mall and straight up the mall. And it's going to be 3 kilometres long, this procession. Mm. There's going to be all sorts of people, jugglers and acrobats. And it's going to be the biggest there's ever been. And that's on today. And then tomorrow there's going to be a big concert right outside the palace. You know, there's a big Victoria monument outside in the front of the palace. And all around there, they've got all these tiered seats for a show. And I imagine the front of the palace will be lit up again, you know, with the faces. I forget, what do you call it when the faces are illuminated on the palace? They did it before.
Yeah.
When it was the Golden Jubilee.
I saw it on the news tonight. Actually, it's been big in the news. It's been headlining the news down here.
And then, of course, there's the street party before then, you see. So
it's very exciting, Gillian's, isn't it?
Gillian's worrying about whether there'll be enough plates and and glasses. Said you should have told them. They didn't expect so many people were coming to the village, you know.
Mm. Do you think most places or most villages will have something similar?
Oh, yes. Mm. Oh, yes, I think so. There wasn't going to be a street party in my road. I don't know why. There might have been at the top end, but not at my end of the road. Mm-hmm. So I was quite happy to come away. Well, you know. So it's been lovely, really.
What do you think her greatest legacy is?
I think she's kept everybody together. We've had lots of, you know, ups and downs since she came to the throne. And, I think she's kept the country pretty stable. And I think Charles will as well. Mm. She's a very canny lady, you know. She's making sure that the things, when the time comes, that things go smoothly. Mm. Because Prince Charles is acting more and more. He isn't a regent. He's not acting as the regent instead of her. Mm. She's still doing all her paperwork and everything as normal from her red boxes. But he and his wife are taking on more and more of the responsibility of visiting people, you know. Mm-hmm. Although she did appear at the Windsor last week. the first event was the Windsor Horse Show, which she goes to every year anyway. And of course, last year they didn't have one because of the lockdown we had for COVID. But she appeared there in a buggy, a golf buggy. And she was at the flower show in a golf buggy. And she didn't have a hat on. And normally she always wears a hat for a function, you know. But no, she was sat there with a little shawl around her shoulders and thoroughly enjoying herself. You know, they kept showing her because she absolutely loves horses, you see. And it was a wonderful show. I saw it on television. Mm-hmm. It was an absolutely wonderful show. So she was enjoying that. Mm.
Actually, one of your listeners of the podcast, a lady called JP Durham, asked a question on the Facebook page about your memory of previous Jubilees and what you remember of those celebrations and whether this one sort of stands out as being better, the same, or quite different to any of the others.
Well, the first one I remember, and I do remember it, and I must have been just short of 5 years old, I think. It was in 1935, and it was George V's Silver Jubilee. And I remember I was so proud. I had red, white, and blue socks and a red, white, and blue hair ribbon. And I was threatened I hadn't got to lose, because my hair used to be a bit silky in those days, which still is a bit thin, really. And if I had a big bow in my hair, it invariably fell out, you know. So I was threatened I mustn't lose my hair ribbon. But we were living in Manchester, and I remember going into the city, and it was all decorated, and we went into the city in the evening on this tram. That was the first time I remember going on a tram. I must have been on a tram before, but, you know, but that was a big occasion. And we sat upstairs on the open end at the front of this tram. Felt very important. And we went into the city and we could see, we stayed on the tram, but because we had a good view of what was going on, you know. Yes, and then, of course, sadly, not long after that, he died. He died in January of the following year. Mm.
What of? What happened?
Oh, I think it was bronchitis or pneumonia or something. So that was it. That was in 1936, January 1936, he died. And then, of course, there was the coronation coming off. It was going to be Edward the Eighth, the uncrowned king. Of course, he abdicated, and the Queen's father took over. Very short notice, really. Mm. So, in May 1937, he became king, and then, of course, that was that was the first time they ever took pictures of a coronation inside the Abbey.
Oh, so really?
It was on the television.
Wow.
I suppose some very rich people might have had television then. I think it was in its first...
What year was that?
1937. Oh. Certainly we know television.
No, television didn't come until the 50s. It was probably...
after the war. Mm.
It was, I would think that footage would have been showed in Pathé News or something like that.
It was Pathé News. That's where we saw it, at the pictures. Yes.
Yeah, right.
But then when the Queen came to be, it was the coronation of the Queen, and she gave Prince Philip the authority to organise the coronation. That was his first big job for her. And he came across a lot of problems, you know, a lot of people, the clergy were getting, you know, they didn't want him pushing in, sort of thing. So he had quite a fight on. to get them to agree for the television to be inside the abbey, photographing the coronation.
Filming it, wow.
Yes, filming it, yes. That was the first time.
It was interesting, the other day on the TV, they had a special on about the Queen and how when she was growing up, she was very fond of, they made a lot of home movies and they did a lot of...
Oh, I've been watching it. Yes, wonderful. Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing and it's brilliant because it's very natural. I mean, they're just sort of playing around as, you know, children her age would have done.
Yeah, her father was a very hands-on father, you know, and it showed that in the pictures. You know, he did a lot of teasing, you know, like pulling her chair back and letting her think she was going to fall and all that. So, you know, the things fathers do with children and chasing them and, you know. There were lovely photographs I was watching yesterday and I'd watched it previously, yes. And of course, Princess Anne is the Princess Royal. She's representing her at the races today. But yesterday, Princess Anne didn't. I noticed I couldn't see her at the church service, and because she was in Scotland, she decided not to go to the church service. She was the only one missing, and she went to Scotland instead. And she went to the zoo to see some of the children at the zoo. And then she went to visit HMS Albion. Now, 20 years ago, she launched HMS Albion. And what was the name of the ship that Chris was with at the same time? It was a sister ship to the Albion.
The Bulwark?
I'm sorry.
The Bulwark.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. And apparently, so then they interviewed, she'd been there to see the Albion, and they interviewed the captain of the Albion after she'd left, and he said, oh, she's made several visits, he said. In fact, last September, he said, she joined us off the Isle of Skye and stayed two nights on board the ship.
Oh, really?
This is her ship. She launched it and she's taken a great interest in everything. There's nothing she doesn't know about this ship.
Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it? I mean, you
so
know.
So she and her husband had gone up there, yeah, for a visit. Yeah, I think she's, Princess Anne is a wonderful representative, really. She works very hard. She really supports Prince Charles very much, you know.
What are you enjoying the most about this weekend?
Well, obviously seeing my family, you know, half my family, put it that way, half my family. Coincidentally, Chris said, you know, when you're over next time, whoever comes over, you know, very welcome to come up and spend some time here with them.
Oh, well, that's a given. That's a definite.
A given. It is, yes. Because he said, when are they coming? I said, I don't know. Maybe next year. And he said, well, yeah, we'll look forward to next year then.
We might have thought of coming around Christmas time. We can't do it this Christmas. We've got people coming from the UK to come and stay with us. So we can't not be here for them, really. We'll have to find some time next year for sure.
Yeah, be lovely, yes. So yes, it's been quite exciting, but I think the Queen needs looking after now. You know, she has to walk like with a stick now. Well, of course, so do I. Really, mainly so I don't bump into things. But I do need a little support now and again.
I think you do pretty well.
Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm still fairly independent. Well, more or less independent, you know.
Yeah, you definitely are. Well, Kirsten's having a bit of an exciting night tonight because she's singing at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl with the Scrub Choir, which is the Royal Melbourne Hospital Choir. and they're performing tonight, and there's a festival, an arts festival that's going for about 3 or 4 weeks that they're involved in, and they'll be performing sort of every few days for that. So that's what she's doing tonight. Otherwise, she'd probably be joining us and having a chat. What's the weather like for this weekend? How's the weather?
Well,
is it going to be
kind? It's been beautiful up to now, but unfortunately, they think we're going to get a bit of wind and rain tomorrow. Mm. Although I did notice on the screen that the rain seems to be in the lower two-thirds of the country, so we may just escape it. Mm. We may just... But they're putting up a marquee and another thing, whatever it is, in case, you know, for us to have our tea. And they're also going to put some tables in the village hall as well, in case we get rained off.
Wow, you've got to have a plan B, and that's a that's what I was going to ask, whether
everybody's going to be given a well, not champagne, it'll be something similar to champagne to toast for the royal toast. And apart from that, if you want anything alcoholic, you have to bring it yourself. And it's like what we call a Jacob's join. Everybody brings food, you know, and they join in, you see. So I think they've sort of, it's fairly well organised, you know. Well, it will be if Gillian's involved, won't it?
Of course.
So it won't be a question of too many sausage rolls and not enough cakes. I think they'll have sorted that out.
Mm.
I'm looking forward to it because I've met quite a few people in the village. They're very nice.
Mm.
But they've been surprised about how many wanted to come. And of course, people are phoning up and saying, you know, is it all right? Can we come? So they've got this long list of names of people that are coming. And it's reached 100 now.
Were the old Jubilee celebrations that
well
organised?
The coronation of the king in George VI in 1937. So I'd be 6 years old then. And I remember we had a big party at school. And everybody got... I've still got my mug somewhere. Everyone got a mug with chocolate in it. And the children... And, of course, everyone was wearing red, white and blue hats and all sorts of things. So I do remember that. And at the church we went to, it was an all-nations parade. I know my mother dressed my brother and I up as Indians. He had a big Indian headdress and I was a squaw.
Really?
It was represent the dominions and everything, yes.
Oh. Wow.
It was a big procession. The church we went to then was called St. Christopher's, and it was well known in Manchester because very high up on the steeple, it had a huge blue cross which was lit up at night, and you could see it for miles around, this big blue cross.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I remember that. That was the year of the coronation. And then after that... I don't remember anything until after the war, really, because, of course, the war started in 1939. But after the war, of course, there were street parties all over the place.
Of course.
God who make thee mighty.